While the presidential candidates are still arguing about Vietnam, at the local level, some Americans are still fighting the ideological battles of the 1930s. At the Minnesota State Fair today, a grassroots group called the Taxpayers League was gathering signatures to rename a highway in the Twin Cities after Ronald Reagan. The highway is currently named after a liberal governor from the Depression era named Floyd B. Olson. David Strom, president of the Taxpayers League, explains why he thinks the road should be renamed.
We think it's important to recognize that here in the 21st century, maybe we ought to be celebrating capitalism and the defeat of communism rather than someone who was very much a defender. I mean, there's no question. If you go back and you look at what Floyd B. Olson said, he was very much a defender of a lot of the socialist and communist values and of what was going on in a lot of the socialist and communist countries.
Hi Berman is a history professor at the University of Minnesota. He has a different take.
He was certainly not a communist. Floyd Olson was probably one of the most creative and influential governors the state had in the 20th century. He was the counterpart in the state of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the nation. In fact, they were both fairly close friends, worked together as fellow governors, and were, in fact, instrumental in transforming American society into what we call the social welfare state that we have today.
For the Olson Memorial Highway to be changed to the Ronald Reagan Highway, Minnesota's legislature must weigh in. The Taxpayers League hopes to gather enough signatures to put the issue to a vote.